I talk to audiences of all ages because, you know, the thing about traditional Inuit storytelling is that the stories were told over and over and over again, and they were not told, you know, just strictly to children. I think when I was a kid and we were, you know, I grew up in igloos and sod huts. I lived the traditional life of Inuit when, you know, we were nomadic people. We traveled around and we hunted seals, walrus, whales, polar bears, out on the sea ice in the winter. And then, you know, and every night sleep in an igloo. You know, if we were traveling, my father would build an igloo. And we would go in, and we usually traveled within a family group.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, you know, usually traveled with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every night, when I went to bed, you know, I had lots of storytellers, and that was one of the things that we really looked forward to was, you know, to lie down and have a story told to you, and you would fall asleep, and usually, you know, you heard a story so many times that you knew exactly how the words went and everything. Somewhere along the way, you fall asleep, you know, so I never heard the endings of these stories until I was, you know, finally old enough to stay awake through a story. And I think the mark of a storyteller was, you know, a good storyteller was how he or she put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the other thing about stories, these traditional Inuit legends, is they always had a message. You know, you know, the storyteller didn't actually come out and say, here's the moral, you know, this is the moral of the story. It was just that, you know, from hearing the story over and over and over again, you sort of, you know, they sort of gave you this, you know, on how to live your life. But the stories were, you know, were shared by all and for everybody. You know, like, you know, there are hundreds of Inuit legends, and the ones that I tell, you know, I only tell a very few stories because the, you know, I remember the stories, but, you know, you have to practice them in a certain language, and I, you know, I've practiced them in Inuktitut, or
mm-hmm.
I've told them enough times in Inuktitut,
mm-hmm.
heard them enough times that I know how to tell them in Inuktitut, but there are very few that I have, you know, told in English.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that I tell in English. Although my repertoire is a lot, you know, higher in Inuktitut.